No, you can... No. We can start unwrinkling now. 9 o'clock. And even though I was playing one of Moe's Rumble City Inspectors shows just on the little Winamp here before I went on, he did take over this slot before me, and I'm very happy about that. For one good reason, I had no idea what was in his little player. And I got treated to a prelude of Dog-Faced Hermans, which is going to make any man feel good. Got a lot to get through tonight. Not sure how I'm going to be able to handle it. I didn't realize when I sent out my email this afternoon, morning, that that was going to be the first notification that some people had of Derek Bailey's passing, which is quite a tragedy. I brought 4 Derek Bailey albums tonight. No reason to bring the whole canon. Just 4 things that I'm pretty sentimental about. One is, I think, the first Derek Bailey album I've ever bought, Domestic and Public Pieces, reissued. The first when Martin Davidson relaunched the Eminem label, I believe in 95, as a CD label. Gonna get into one of those stories. Also dropped me off at 96th. It's got, I think, probably my favorite Derek Bailey solo thing. And also Yankees, Derek Bailey, George Lewis, and John Zorn. Kind of another sentimental favorite of mine, just for the way Lewis and Zorn and Bailey just take apart their instruments. There's nothing. George Lewis, I think, separates the trombone into 21 pieces. John Zorn does something similar with the sax. And the most recent Derek Bailey album I've actually added to my collection, Derek Bailey, Jamaladeen Takuma, and Calvin Weston, guitar, bass, drums. That thing's just fun. But we're going to start off with the Simon Nabatov Octet, new release on Leo. It's called A Few Incidences in Memoriam Nikolai Dmitriev. So we got a couple of memoriams going on. And also, while I was kind of waiting around for my show to start, I picked up this magazine that was around here called, Motor Booty. Kill time before it kills you. Looks real nice. I thought I might get a couple things out of it, and it turns out there's a long, looks like a 15-page thing on the last poets, which is fantastic, including a bunch of interviews. Now, Guylen Kane's not in here, obviously, but I'm going to search this thing out and find out if there's any new Guylen Kane news, because that's the most important thing for me when it comes to the last poets. The last me and my clan heard, he had disappeared into Scandinavia. Denmark, I believe. And this Simon Nabatov thing we're going to hear, sorry, apparently I forgot to push the record button over on my internal programming. Chalk it up to my thyroid. This Simon Nabatov, amazing band assembled here. Phil Mitten on voice, Frank Gratkowski on reeds and flute, Nils Wagram on trombone, Erst Reisger on cello, Kurt Fuhler on live electronics and Kielin, I know. Simon Nabatov on piano and composition. Michael Sarin on drums, I'd never heard him before this record, and Matt Penman on bass, him likewise. It's from April 29th, 2004, recorded live. We're going to hear The Red-Haired Man. Thank you.
Whoops.
Whoops, 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 whoops. I bet you didn't hear anything for 45 seconds, did you? It's all right, I just figured it out. My lord. I swear, oh my, I'm messing this thing all up. But you know what? It was actually a great transition. It sounded great. It was just going to a different set of speakers that weren't going out to you. Like I said, the Simon Nabatov Octet, the red-haired man.
There was a red-haired man who had no eyes or eyes.
fact, it's better that we don't say any more about him.
Everything. ball.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Modern Jazz Quartet. I think I underestimated how listening to Derek would make me feel this evening, so I'm just going to go ahead and get through some more of this Derek stuff. We're going to hear Unity Theater piece from the January 1976 Islington home recording from Domestic and Public Pieces. Then I'll do a track from Miracle. Then I'll do a track from Drop Me Off at 96th.
November 8th, 1975, fire broke out at Unity Theatre. By 5 a.m., the auditorium, stage, and circle had been destroyed. Other areas, such as the ladies' dressing room and props cupboard, and the green room, rendered unusable without extensive repairs. The roof over the theatre apparently just caved in, adding to the flames, and leaving just the 4 structural walls surrounding a mass of charred timber, twisted pipes, and some blackened seats just below the circle. The stage, with the beautiful set for the cocoa party, so completely destroyed that the outline of the stage area is not apparent except to those familiar with it. While the foyer is open to rain, the bar and offices are usable. Will be when adequate lighting and a supply of water is available. All this means that Unity Theatre is closed until further notice.